These are headline stories from the newspapers of Elgin 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 9, 1918. Elgin Postmaster Charles Adamek indicates that there are no substitute carriers available to the Elgin office and has required some carriers to double up and cover more territory. It is likely the usual four-day daily deliveries to the downtown area will be reduced to three, and carriers will make additional residential deliveries. Adamek also indicated that a number of post offices have added girls to their ranks of carriers. The local postmaster indicated that girls in Elgin will not likely take delivery routes, but will be used in clerical positions in the post office locally. Two clerical positions will likely be taken by girls, as the men currently holding the jobs are to be called to service in the military soon. Elgin boy Lieutenant Carl Parkin is the first of Elgin service members to reach the war's western front. Parkin is an aviator, and mail reports from him indicate he's flown beyond German lines on several occasions. His reports state that bursting shrapnel, rockets, and machine gun fire were no longer new to him. Parkin's letter graphically recalls an air battle in which a German aviator was driven to the earth by an American pilot. Elgin Government Employment Bureau will be headed by agents Charles Higginbotham and A.L. Wynn. The men were appointed by Mayor Fairman to chair the committee. The two men were appointed when a decision of the city council indicated that there was need for a free employment bureau in the city. Higginbotham is president of the Home Protective Association, and Wynn is connected with the Elgin Painting and Decorating Company. The manager and assistant of the office will earn $1,500 and $1,200, respectively. A city hall office is being remodeled to house the agency, and it's likely to open as soon as the remodeling is complete. Autoists in Elgin have not acquired their 1918 auto license, need to act before state inspectors catch them. Agents of the Secretary of State's office have been noticed in the community, and Elgin police have begun to tally the names of those without current plates. These were the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street in Elgin.